from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, live 1757 Golf Club, Ashburn, VA. You know why it's called 1757?
Why?
I just found this out.
Why?
That's when Loudoun County was founded.
Hmm.
How about that?
You know that? A long time ago.
Did you know that, Landfill? Is a Loudoun County resident?
You just looked that up or somebody told you?
I did, actually.
Oh, you did? Well, congratulations. Yeah. I found it out because it's on the wall by the men's room.
Oh, okay.
So two things I wanted to talk about from Sunday's game specifically, and then I want to play this Peyton Manning audio from last night. But everybody's talking about the deep shot they missed to Terry.
Okay.
If you go back and watch the throwback to Luke,
yeah,
the play was there.
Luke
just didn't throw it.
He didn't throw it.
And Dan joked about that Sunday night, and he joked about it yesterday. Like, he wasn't – the play was there, and they needed it, you know?
Most coaches feel like this. We work on this all week, and you have it. You have to look. You better damn well do it.
And I think if they got – I'm curious if you agree with me here. If they got either of those big plays to hit, if we don't know what the Luke shot would have become, but if he at least took the shot, or if
Terry caught
if Jaden and Terry connect on that deep shot, I think either of those things changed the flow of that game. A big play would have not allowed Tampa to force everything underneath quite as much as they did.
Because now they have to back up and worry about it because you hit it.
Right.
And I think either of those plays could have affected. Now, I'm not going to say we automatically would have won the game, but it would have affected the flow of the game and things would have changed up. But I think I just don't understand why we expect people to be perfect in their first game. When we got Aaron Rodgers is a veteran quarterback considered one of the best in history. He wasn't hitting everything right yesterday.
No.
So it's the mindset that a lot of people have that it baffles me just a little bit.
Yeah, I don't – this. I'm going to say something that will surprise you, that you always tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Like the people on social media, whatever, like if somebody has drawn a conclusion that Jaden is bad based on Sunday's game, ignore him.
I ignore that.
It's far too premature.
No, but I'd like to always just put it out there so those who like to listen to the stupid people don't become stupid.
Okay.
See, let's be real now. Society is not like it was when if someone says something, you will vet it. Today, people just see something and they automatically believe it. So as much as they see stupidity on social media and some radio stations, I think we should at least throw out some positive stuff and put out some another mind, another way of thinking, so then they got two choices to choose from. And if they choose to go with the stupid one, then you're just stupid.
Well, we also live in a world where everybody thinks all information is fake and, like, wants to consider where it came from and who knows. We're just talking.
Well, not really, because they seem to buy everything they hear when it's posted on this crap.
Whoever the dude was that tweeted me and B-Mitch the list of first ever performances by rookie quarterbacks. I believe Philip Rivers was at the top of that. If you happen to be listening to the program, tweet that at us again, please. Also, if
it was on Twitter.
It was on Twitter.
Okay, you know I don't look at Twitter.
Well, how'd you see it then?
I looked on. I normally just go straight to IG. That's why I've been looking here the whole damn time. So I missed it.
This is also a direct. You've told me to do this. If anybody has a bike rack, I can have. I'd also like that, please. A bike rack. For like the girls' bikes, like my
I got
family.
One.
You got a spare?
Yeah, I'm getting a new one.
Okay, whenever you're ready. Thanks.
Cost you $2,500. No, well,
I'm out. I need a cheap, easy one because we got a fancy one and I can't work it.
I do have one at the house, though.
Okay, that'd be great. Thank you. All right, well, then we solved that problem. Brandon Ayuk. We had to deal with so much Brandon Ayuk stuff for so long. And you and I said all along, this is all so he lands back in San Fran with a fresh contract.
Totally.
Like, I think this was all contract
talk. I found it, Jay. Bam.
Okay, great. We'll get to that then. Brandon Ayuk last night in that game. Now, it would have been a hell of a catch, but he dropped a touchdown. And I think Peyton Manning is really pretty reserved in being critical of players.
Mm-hmm.
I think Peyton and Eli are really good on the Manning cast. Peyton's, did you see the Ayuk drop?
I saw it.
Okay. This is Peyton and Eli reacting to that play last night from the Manning cast.
Man to man, Jennings.
Ayuk, he's a little rusty, Pate. You know, he's missed all training camp.
Get signed, get in training camp. There's a reason for training camp. You need it. We need the reps.
Oh.
Get those contracts done earlier so we can get in training camp. We don't drop balls on opening night.
Right, it's probably one thing catching passes, running routes. All of a sudden you're laying out for a pass, full speed, diving. That's, you know, that's why, yeah, those happen in camp. You make those, you practice those. That's just a little rusty right there.
You're still catching balls at a high school field from some quarterback that's 45 years old, my age. You're not catching balls from your quarterback. Get signed, get in camp, and we don't drop the ball.
Peyton was pissed.
He was pissed. I'll say this. He's right. But then again, tell the teams, get their people in camp. You're going to sign them any damn way. So
don't you think he eventually signed the same deal that was there 3 weeks ago?
That's what they said.
Yeah.
That's what they said it ended up being. But still, I mean, the team can have a different approach as well.
Yeah.
You know, get him in camp. I said exactly what they just said when I saw the play. I say if he had been in camp and was in shape, he'd have ran right through that ball and caught it.
I think, like, the team could have a different approach. I'd look at the Cincinnati Bengals, who are clearly just slow playing this Jamar Chase thing when the market's been set. The Niners' organizational reputation, that the money was there.
The money was there. Like, I think if the team was on the up and up completely, then the players wouldn't have to do these outlandish things to make sure that they get what they need. Yeah, the whole league.
What stood out to me specifically with that, though, is, and I think I put this in the text thread last night, is you always say players need to play football to play football.
Totally.
And I think Ayuk is a stud receiver.
Yes.
I think eight times. Now, that's a tough play. So I'll say 8 times out of 10, he makes that play. Yeah. Maybe 9.
It's probably 9 out of 10. If he was in shape, he doesn't have to lay out for that. You know, he runs through that thing. Because when he laid out, he damn near put his hands past the ball. You know, if he just runs through it, you catch it. And I think that's a lot of time where when you're in complete shape, you know I can run fast through this thing. When you're not, you go, oh, man, I may not make it. So you dive. And you know what diving does? Oh, at least he tried. He gave great effort. But when you dive, you're less apt to catch the ball because you're not worried about hitting the ground when you're running through it. You're worried about hitting the ground when you're diving for it.
So I noticed this a little bit, too, and I was curious if you did. Danny on the stream just said the 49ers looked pissed at Ayuk, too, after that play on the sidelines. No one helped him up or even really looked at him. It did seem like –
that was his second one he missed in the game.
Yeah, man, it seemed like – who knows? They ended up rolling, so that's a pretty easy way to have a game with mistakes.
But, see, players
– I also thought he got up and looked a little – glazed eyed, like maybe he hit his head on the ground. Yeah,
but
or something.
The one he caught on the sideline was a little bit difficult, and he might almost let that one go.
I know.
You know, it's just like the little things. Debo, when he went over the goal line, that ball started coming out. He was able to pull it back in. Why? Because he's been practicing, and he has all the little different things you can do to keep playing. His team was probably pissed at him. They were. Because you know what, dude? We went out here working all this time. You signed the same damn deal they offered you like 4 or 5 weeks ago. You could have been here and you would have been better for us. But it'll go away soon because they know what he's capable of.
Totally. And you can be pissed a little early, but then when you win by 2 touchdowns,
you don't worry
about it. The beer tastes a little colder. You know what I mean? And everybody kind of keeps moving. I enjoyed Peyton kind of taking him to task publicly like that. And the play, I'm so glad we don't have to hear about Brandon Ayuk anymore. They did flash a thing, like a stat during the game. The Niners have the highest paid DN, the highest paid running back, the second highest paid tackle.
Yeah, the third highest paid tight end.
Right. Yeah. And then two receivers making 30 mil or 27 yeah. mil, whatever Debo's yeah, making. Yeah.
Niners have been known to pay their players for years. That's yep. not just new.
Next
That's
year, they like got to pay Purdy, though.
Yeah. And it's going to change up for things. So if they don't
Does
win
Purdy
one.
Get to 65?
He damn well might. He's been farther than that. Think about that.
Who do you think's better between him and Dak?
I don't know. I mean, it's depending on what you're doing. If Dak had the same arsenal that
sure.
Purdy has,
right.
they would have won a Super Bowl by now.
Yeah.
If Purdy was in there in Dallas with just receivers and no running back per se, will he be as good as he is? You never know. I don't know. But I know he's going to get his money. One thing about the NFL, if you're a quarterback, it doesn't make a difference how great you are. It's when you become free and are you leading and what have you, how far is your team going?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!